century BC, 500 and something it was written. And, you know, Romans tells us that we see God in creation, that we can look around and know that God exists because of creation. So we all have things that to us are awesome and show God who God is. And I know Phil, of Dave and Phil, it's trees. She sees trees and she is just blown away by them. And I know for some it's the bodies of water or the mountains or the human body even, some people, you know, like just in awe of how our body has been designed. And for me, it is stars. And no, there's one before that one, Alan. There's one before that one, Alan. It's stars. I go out at night and I look up and I just think, we are so, so tiny. And that's kind of what we're going to be looking at today. This the first video is, he's a photographer, I think he's from New Zealand, and he just does these amazing videos that I just get completely hooked into and I watch them all the time. And you can really, you can really see how we are spinning in space and just look at the awesomeness of how big space is.
For me, it's for Dawson.
Daylight and you can't see, but you know we are really just in this vast place. You know, and it says in verse 22, doesn't it, he stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them like a tent to live in. Talk about glamping, like the most amazing amazing thing. And that's where we are. And it says in verse 22, he sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. What does he see? Now, some of you might know this picture, and some of you might not. So, back in the 70s, 80s, the Voyager went out to basically go all the way out to our vast solar system. And the very last thing that it was instructed to do before it got shut down and left to its own devices was to turn around and take a photo. And this is the photo that took, I say a photo, it's not like click, it probably took a million, I don't know how it was, a million photos. And it just so happened that it caught, as you can see, that little pale blue dot. That is the sun's rays, because we were so close to the sun, that even though it's in space, there's with camera lenses and stuff. That is us. That's Earth. Isn't that awesome? And God's sitting above the circle of the Earth. That's what he sees. No wonder we're like grasshoppers. I think we should be even tinier than grasshoppers. And I'm going to read a quote by Carl Sagan that says, "Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and every peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in the sunbeam." How awesome is that? And he slightly gets it wrong because he goes on to say, I'm going to skip a bit because he does talk about them. Our posturings are imagined, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this pale point of light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, all this vastness, there's no hint that help will come from anywhere else to save us from ourselves. He's a fool. He's a genius, but also a fool. Because how can you look at that? And he goes on to say, the next thing he says is, the Earth is the only world known so far to harbour life. How can you know that and not think that we have a privileged position? It's not deluded to think that we're in a privileged position. It's deluded to think that we weren't given that kind of privileged position by something far, far greater than we could ever be. And that is God. God has put us in this privileged position. No wonder we're like grasshoppers. You know, he can see so much more and so much greater. And the fact that we have been put in this place is not an accident. So I think it's deluded for him to think that it is. But that is us. That is where we are. And it kind of looks peaceful, God sitting above the circle of the Earth. Would you like to see how we actually move through space? Because it's not peaceful at all. So I don't know if you could shoot up the next video. Not that one. It's the one before that one. No, before that one. It's
I've got that one. I've got four.
I sent you five. Sorry guys, let me see it. Where is it? It's the one that one. Do you have this one?
No.
Oh. Well, I will have to describe it to you because it didn't come. It is on YouTube. Can I continue the link if you put it up? Excuse us one second. But on your WhatsApp or on email?
WhatsApp.
Sorry, guys. Poor Alan. Basically said, oh, would you mind putting a couple of videos up? Oh, could you do this? Could you do the other? And he has done them faithfully. But obviously, I did send him a whole long list of videos, so one's got this. It's my fault for being so demanding. But yeah, so this is a video of how we actually move through space. Daintily floating around the sun, but we forget that the sun is also moving around the solar system, and so we are spinning as we spin around the sun, as we spin around the solar system. There's lots of spinning. I'm surprised we haven't flown off, isn't it amazing? You know, we are moving, and you know, 100,000 light years, we're kind of swooming around this giant thing. We are small in our solar system. So, now it's the next one. We are not even the main part of our solar system. So, if you picture the spiral, we're on the very edge. And this is a clue to your quiz question. Let's have a look and see how big is that. Oh, no, that's not the right one. It's the galaxy, it's the USA, Milky Way compared to the USA. No.
We've had them all.
No. This one. That one. No, that was the next one.
Send it to me.
Sorry, guys! It's worth seeing because this basically is the. This is. If our galaxy was the size of North America, how big our sun is? And you will now get an answer to your question.
Okay.
didn't you, for that answer? 6 micrometers if the Milky Way was the size of North America. And just so you know, there are 1,000 micrometers in a millimeter. We are really, really tiny, and yet we are really, really privileged. God stretches out the heavens. Our canopy is majestic and awesome. And it goes on to say, he brings princes and rulers to naught. No wonder. Look at the sheer size of our God. Look at the sheer majesty and magnificence and power and might that he has compared to us, our speck of a pale blue dot. And yet, God created that pale blue dot for us. The heavens he created for his own glory, and that pale blue dot he created just for us, because his love for us is also immense, bigger than the galaxies. We are completely, utterly loved by this awesome God. And when it says he brings princes and rulers, the most powerful people on earth are nothing compared to God and what God can do. And that is why it's amazing when he tells us to bring him our anxieties and worries and prayer requests, and because he is so big, they're nothing to him, they're easy for him. And so that's what we're going to do now, because he gives us strength, as it says later on in verse 29. His power is mighty, and we can come to him with anything. And that's what we're going to do now. So have we got any particular prayer requests that we can bring for a loving God who's going to respond, who has ultimate power? Is there anything particular that we need prayer for? Anyone? No? Everything all right with Susie? Oh.
Well, it's just ongoing, really. We're waiting for the relocation application response from Toby.
Yeah.
And which has to be filed this week. I was just saying to Cynthia and Ali, she's struggling with loneliness. Mm. She feels that she can't constantly go and bonk herself on friends who are in families. You know, particularly at the weekend, that's family time, and she has a whole day on her own, and she's struggling on her own.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah. Okay.
Sad, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we shall certainly try and uplift her in prayer. And anything else that we've got particularly going on that we need prayer for within the church? Johnny is considering whether he's going to become our pastor, so let's put some prayer into that and prayer into whether he's the right person or not, but we get the right person. You know, that's more important. We're not praying that we get Johnny, we're praying that we get the right person. So we can spend some time praying on that. And is there anything else? Everything all right at the farm campsite?
Yeah.
No, well, I think that's always needed, isn't it? Well, we'll pray some protection for the campsite.
And thanks for it, because it just does. John and Sarah Bridger, yesterday, John was playing golf, and he's lost his friend in a heart attack, actually, on the golf course, and he didn't make it through.
Oh,
so
dear.
Yeah,
okay.
John Bridger's playing with
And anything else? Or any needs? Any thanks? No one's thankful, I see. Let's bring that to the Lord. You can bring your thanks. You can pray out loud. You can pray in your hearts. Don't be broken to silence. But let's now come before our living God. Father God, we thank you that although you are indeed mighty,